Sherm Strickhauser began his broadcasting career doing part-time work for WJAR Radio and booth announcing for WJAR TV 10 while attending Brown University. After graduation, he joined the staff of WICE Radio. After some time as program director for WJAR TV, Sherm returned to WICE, where he teamed with Jack Cumley to form a dominant talk team. Sherm then joined WHIM and Frank's Broadcasting. When Frank's Broadcasting purchased WJAR Radio in the early 1980s, the music format was flipped to talk, building the station around Sherm. In 1988, WPRO-AM changed its format to talk and lured Strickhauser away to follow Morning Drive legend Salty Brine.
And we'll end up, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 and again at 1 in the afternoon. Tomorrow, my guest will be Mayor Buddy Cianci between 1 and 2 in the studio. I'm on the phone to talk with you about the city of Providence and politics and whatever. Thanks to Ruthie Carullo, my producer. Till tomorrow morning at 9, Sherm Strickhauser. Stay tuned for the news and Jeff Starr. And hang in there with
him. Here, all right, let's go and check with Glenn. You're on 63 WPRO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I sure have a question. Yesterday, you were speaking, asking questions about heroes. You know,
yeah.
Why don't we have any heroes today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, today's a typical example. You look at the Dr. King, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just accept what he did and the benefits and leave it at that? Why this great need to know his personal life and the problems he had?
Human curiosity, that's why.
Yeah, but it's kind of a bad kind of thing. Every time we set up, or any time our youth has somebody they can look up to.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody from the Inquirer, the Star, somebody
mm-hmm.
who speaks up and says, but look, you know, in real life, he was a cruddy character. I mean, why is it that we feel compelled to pull people down?
There is something within us that just enjoys watching the great man slip on the banana peel of life.
It's a shame.
The way people are.
It really is, but I think it's a shame.
Oh, I don't know. Unless you take a totally unrealistic viewpoint of the human condition, things like that don't bother me. Have you ever heard of Umberto Eco, an author? He wrote a book called Name of the Rose, which they turned into a fairly decent motion picture.
No, I haven't.
Never heard of him?
No,
well,
I
just finished reading his latest called Foucault's Pendulum, and it took me months to read it. It is the most single obtuse novel I've ever read in my life. It's about 800 pages. I never read a stranger novel in my life. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for months. I don't know why. And I wonder if anybody has read it and if they figured out what the hell he was talking about.
There's not a whole lot of homosexual activity going on in the armed forces.
Yeah.
But if you start putting men and women together,
yeah.
especially in a situation where they're in danger,
mm-hmm.
I think that you're going to have a lot of people who are physically involved and in love with each other. And my concern is that those people would be unwilling to put their partners in danger.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm prepared to buy that. What about two guys that are buddies? I mean,
yeah.
you have that situation in the service. I'm not talking about homosexuals. I mean, just pals.
Well.
And they go into battle together. Don't you have that same situation? What is it?
Well, I think that the Russians have come by and they simply want to copy Talknik.
Maybe what it is we've had a spacecraft in the area.
Yeah. Right.
And the Princess Irina,
yes.
or the goddess, I'm sorry, the goddess Irina has contacted them, and that's their beep.
I think this is what's happening. You know, they like visitors, so you better be careful.
I can't figure out what the beep is saying. Can you hear it?
Oh, yes, you can hear it loud and clear through the radio.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can't hear it on the phone here, but loud and clear through the radio. But
maybe they're sending a secret message.